Mark Kendall, this is Big Daddy. How are you?
Hi, buddy.
It's a pleasure to talk to you again. I actually talked to you a couple of years ago. You guys came in and played our birthday bash for our Classic Rock 99.5 radio station, and you rocked the hard rock, but that was an outdoor gig that you guys did. And now you're going inside this Friday to Anthem, so welcome back to Sioux City, man. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, it's exciting. We've always liked the hard rocks, and we don't really play them much anymore, so this is, you know, we're excited to get back there and play the hard rock. This should have a good night.
I remember when you were here the last time. Yeah, it was you guys, and I think it was Firehouse, and Slaughter was supposed to be there, but Mark had a throat condition, so they had to call Nelson up in California, and those guys made it in, like, just in the nick of time. But I remember Great White, man. You guys tore it up, so it's good to have you back again, man. I mean, well, let's go back a ways. You know, you and Jack Russell got together, must have been back in the 70s, and you rocked for a long, long time. I remember when your album Once Bitten first came out, and God, everybody was playing that on the radio.
Yeah, exciting time, because we'd already put out two albums at that point. The very first one really didn't get a lot of airplay. You know, we toured with Whitesnake in Europe and Judas Priest, and we came home and the record company wasn't excited, you know, because we didn't sell the records that they projected. So we ended up out on our own again, and we made our own record. And lucky for us, we had a marginal hit on an album we put out on our own, a song called Face the Day. And that got us our second opportunity. And the Once Bitten album was the one you're talking about. That was our very first album with Capitol Records. And people latched on to Rock Me, which, you know, got us out there and gained new fans. And, you know, the song did well. So, yeah, exciting time.
Yeah, Rock Me came out, and then Save Your Love came out not long after that. And I know we were getting a lot of requests at the station I was working at. Who's this Great White? Who's this Great White? And then you came out with your next album, Twice Shy, with Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and then everybody knew who Great White was. What was that like when that album started coming out?
You know, it was kind of ironic because we were trying to decide on what song to put out, and when the record company came down to listen to the album, they insisted that we put out Once Bitten, Twice Shy. And, you know, we thought the song was okay, and yeah, that's fine. It's better probably somebody else picks the song besides us anyways. So, but we had no idea the song, you know, was going to take on a life of its own or whatever. So that was like pretty much mind blowing. I mean, it literally went on, the airplay went on for like 7 months. We didn't even go to the second song until 7 months in. So that was bizarre. I think the people really related to the song in their own lives. You know, for us, it was about being on the road, you know, traveling, living out of a suitcase, you know, being a rock band. But to other people, it meant other things. I think they just related to the lyrics and the song. And so, yeah, that was really exciting.
Talking to Mark Kendall, the founding member and guitarist of Great White. Yeah, so it was, you got Once Bitten, Twice Shy. What was it like when you're up on stage to thousands of people and you start getting that little piano riff and you're getting into Once Bitten, Twice Shy? How was the crowd reaction?
They reacted like, you know, gangbusters because the song was so familiar. You know, they're hearing it on the radio. So, you know, that always, you're kind of halfway home already because the song's on MTV. It's on all the mediums. It's on all the radio. And it's, you know. So, yeah, just really exciting. Every night a different audience. You know, go to Europe, Japan, same thing. Yeah, it's just it's mind-blowing on what a hit is because it seems to be the song that gets the most attention. It's you're always curious to, I wonder what would have happened if we would have put this song out instead, you know what I mean? It's like you never know.
Talking with Mark Kendall, founder and guitar player for Great White. You guys have toured with everybody over the years. I mean, you've been on the road with, you know, people like Iron Maiden and Kiss and Guns N' Roses. What's it like when those guys and those bands come up to you and say, hey, man, I've been listening to you now for a long time. You really sound good. How does that make you feel?
You know, I've met most of my heroes, and it's almost surreal because a lot of the people that, you know, made me want to improve as a guitar player, I've gotten to meet, you know, like Billy Gibbons and, you know, Ritchie Blackmore, people like, you know, the iconic heroes. And one thing I've noticed is, like, all the hero status guys that are just upper echelon are always soulful, down to earth, you know, loving, you know. Like, we toured with the Scorpions, and Rudolf Schenker actually came up to me and told me I have to kick ass and all this stuff, you know. And so, you know, you get encouragement from these guys, too. It's like a lot of the big bands, when you're a support act, they want the whole night to be great, so they want you to play well, you know. It's not like they want to come out and be the big rock stars and have the opening acts be terrible. They want the whole night to be great, so they wanted us to play good. So, yeah, it's you know, we've learned a lot from people like Judas Priest mostly how to treat people because they were so nice to us. You know, these guys, a lot of these bigger bands like Priest, you know, they took us under their wing. They, you know, we learned from them. They were experienced. We weren't, you know. And it's really nice. Well, to get a compliment by your peers is nice also.
I'm looking forward to hearing you guys again. You can tear up on this. You're not going to be playing outside of the Hard Rock this time. You're going to be inside in a smaller venue. Sound is really good in there. You'll be able to shake the walls, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing you guys Friday night.
Thank you, Sarah. We're looking forward to it.